When I was 12 years old, I came home from school and my mother had found basically a detention slip that I had hid, like any 12-year-old would hide for being tardy, and walked inside of the house and she was furiated and she had my stuff in a bag already, some of it, but then she, I like followed her while she still threw some more stuff in the black garbage bag and told me to get out. And I don't know if she really meant to kick me out. I don't know if it was just one of her blow-ups, but from that point on, I kind of moved around every 6 months. It's kind of like clockwork. Sports definitely kept me centered. The first few months living with a family would go really well, but then it would get to that point where I'd almost be waiting. Always felt like the other shoe was going to drop. Started boxing about 10 years ago now, competitively. Boxing is a dangerous sport, even though amateur boxing is actually the safest contact sport when you look at the statistics. But it's still combat. It's hitting, it's being hit. So there's risk involved. When people do get hurt, it tends to be a little bit more dramatic than in other sports. I think the violence in boxing is very fair, unlike the violence in football or the violence in hockey. In boxing, we both know we're trying to hit each other. I knew that I would definitely regret not trying for the Olympics. I would definitely be have regret. I see us all as going for this huge goal. And I think it's a lot tougher now that, I mean, everybody says, oh, now there is more pressure on you now that you have this Olympic dream in front of you. And I don't see it so much as pressure, but it's like, God, I wish we all had this chance. I think that's the biggest way to put it. It almost brings, I mean, I'm sure you can hear it in my voice, like tears to my eyes, because I want us all to have this chance. We all want this to happen for each other. At least I do. But it's not going to. I was boxing Vanessa Jackson and felt really confident going in. Basically, the first three rounds, total control of the bout. Before the fourth round, my coach didn't even come into the ropes. He just coached me from outside of the ring and said, do whatever you want to do. This bout's yours. Like, about a minute into the round, her jab was just really weak, so I was going to kind of do a flashy move. And she was pawing with her left, and finally she went to go release it, and I rocked back. And the moment I put the weight on my right foot, it just popped. I knew even before I even hit the canvas what had happened. Me and my coach locked eyes, and it was just the worst feeling to see him begging me to get back on my feet, just knowing that it was over. I'd actually done this before, 12 years earlier, on my left knee, and that's how I got involved in the boxing.
I started doing rehab using boxing.
I don't know if it's irony, but it's really funny that the left ACL is what got me into boxing, and the right ACL is kind of what ended my career as an athlete. It was heartbreaking, but it was really short-lived. I just left it in the ring, that pain. I was going to be an Olympian. My coach Abdullah believed that I was going to be the U.S. Olympian. I believed it. And I'll still benefit, maybe not in a boxing sense, but I'll still benefit from the lessons I've learned in a life sense. Now I feel like my purpose is to support the women who still have a chance to go to the Olympics and to support the coaches who are trying to get them there. So I don't think that purpose has gone away that boxing has given me. It's just changed.